You're listening to the Riser Podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Before we begin today's episode, we want to take the time to thank each of you who subscribe and follow us on social media at riser.podcast. By doing so, you're staying up to date with new episodes with incredible guests and helping us inspire more people to rise up and propel their life forward. On today's episode, we hope that you capture wisdom, knowledge, and insight into your journey to success. And with no further ado, let's dive in. Enjoy the show.
What is up, Riser Nation? We are back at it again with another episode. Matt, what's going on, buddy?
What is up, man? You know what it is. Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening. We are back in the Riser Podcast studio and ready for another great episode. Also ready for the moment of gratitude, which I'll take away this week. I feel like Zach Barney is always the one to do the moment of gratitude.
Thank you. Thank you.
I will hop in because I'm wearing a Hotbox Sauna shirt, and I am very grateful for people who are continuing the conversations about health, not just physical health, but mental health. And Brady has built a phenomenal product to support those on their journey to improve their mental health, and getting in a sauna is a great way to do that. So thank you, Brady, and shout out to the Hotbox Sauna team for that. So that's my moment of gratitude.
And it Matt, sounds hey, like who would the Hotbox Sauna be perfect for?
It would be perfect for anybody and everybody.
Good answer. I think Brady would approve.
Yeah. But more specifically, it would be perfect for Kay Cote because she is hot, sizzling, ready to go. And I'm going to give her a quick intro. So Kay Cote is a dancer, speaker, and coach who lives to spread joy through music. If you are an EDM DJ, she's the friend in your corner to help you turn your hobby into your career. She gives you the tools to define your artistic style and build the confidence to put yourself out there. With her, you'll learn how to brand yourself in a way that's true to you so you can showcase your work and grow your following. With over 10 years as a creative business owner and professional branding expert, Kay has been involved with numerous projects in media and entertainment. In her career, she has hosted a live radio show, acted in commercials, and been a professional in the podcasting and speaking space for the past 3 years. And speaking of, Kay is going to be one of our speakers at the next Turntables and Tequila event on September 6th, 2023. We hope to see you there, and we are so pumped to have Kay this evening. Kay, how are you?
Thank you so much for that beautiful intro, Matt. I am doing very well. How are you?
Doing so well. You are literally a firecracker. You always have so much energy. Where does that energy come from?
You know, I gotta say, I'm up on my supplements. I try to take care of myself, but I've always had energy ever since I was a kid. I grew up on a farm, and I would run around barefoot, and I didn't really have limits. I just was myself, and I think that is where the energy comes from. And people. I'm energized by people.
That's a great answer. Well, speaking of growing up on a farm, the way we start these episodes is your story. We want to hear where you grew up, how you grew up, and what it was like. So I'll let you take it away.
All righty. Well, I grew up on a farm. I stayed on the farm until I was 18, stayed in the same house, and it was in the middle of North Dakota.
Wow. Yeah. People can be in the middle of nowhere, but a lot of times when we talk about middle of nowhere, it's like, yeah, middle of nowhere, 30 minutes outside of Austin. But middle of nowhere in South Dakota is truly the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you growing up there? What were the people like, and how far away were you from the closest city?
Well, it's kind of funny because I grew up in, it was a town called Willow City. I was on a farm just outside of that town, and Willow City was right near, about 30 minutes from a town called Rugby, North Dakota. And Rugby was the geographical center of North America. So that is where I was born, in the exact center of North America. It is very cold for 6 months of the year. And yeah, growing up there though, I honestly wouldn't have traded it for the world. My mom was a gardener, and I just grew up with fresh fruits and vegetables and just the world at my fingertips on the farm. I was always playing outside, in the cold and the heat, like in all of it. And so I'd have to say I grew up with absolutely everything in abundance, and the horizons were just right in front of me.
Amazing. And did you grow up with any siblings?
So I have a funny story. I am the youngest of three, and my siblings were 18 and 15 when I was born. And then a couple years later, my sister had my nephew, Evan, when I was 2.5. So I had and then my second nephew came along when I was 5. So my nephews were more like my siblings, and my brother and sister were, like, they were already out of the house, and so my nephews would come over and we would play, and so they were like my brothers.
Yeah. That's awesome. And they're just both two dudes. So you grew up roughhousing with the boys when you had to?
Oh, I was the leader. Yeah. It was it was so much fun. Yeah, we would do everything. We would ride our bikes, we would go up to, there was a creek a mile away. We would, you know, we never got into too much trouble. We did sneak out once and walked all the way a mile to the neighbor's house. And my sister was like shitting bricks. She was so pissed. But yeah, anyways, the largest town, you know, to kind of go back to your question, the largest town that was close by was Minot, North Dakota, which is about an hour and 10 minutes. And that's where I went to college. So that was the biggest town.
Well, something about you that always has stuck out to Zach and I is your larger than life attitude. I don't think there's anything you believe that you can't achieve or accomplish. And I feel like more people should have that mentality and that attitude, but not everybody does. Why do you think it is you believe you can do anything you set your mind to?
That is a really great question, Matt. And it's something that I have to be honest, it's something I don't always believe. I struggle with that a lot. A lot of, you know, self-doubt, a lot of these creepy thoughts come in that I can't do something. And I think it's, for me, it's like surrounding myself with other people who are, I call my high vibe tribe, like yourselves or people that go to Riser, or you're just like, they're really awesome community of Austin. That's how I keep it there. That's how I keep going, because there's a lot of times where like I'm not there. And I like to bring it. I like to show enthusiasm and joy and bring joy to people. That really fills my heart. And so if I can be that Energizer Bunny enthusiast, I will do that.
Yeah. And we've definitely seen that out of you. And something, you know, we don't always feel that way. We don't always feel 100% ready to go out and socialize. But I think in my experience, when you're already out there, if you can muster up the strength to get up and go out and to do it, the rest will just come naturally. That energy will come to you. Like you said, you're a people's person, and so am I. So when I get out there and you get in front of people, and you can just start feeding off of the high energy of other people. And you know, you're someone that always brings it to our events. So we're always happy to see your smiling face there and run around and connect with people and ask the right questions. It's fun. And it's been a pleasure to have you there.
Thank you.
Yeah. How would you define a high vibe tribe?
A high vibe tribe is the people in your life that lift you up, that are real with you, that will tell you how it is and not what you want to hear, but they're always going to come from a place of love. And so those people that lift you up, you feel refueled when you hang out with them, and you also reciprocate that to them. And so it's just having that band of friends, you know, in your corner that you can call on anytime. Yeah.
Well, something about you that our listeners may not know is that you moved here recently, right? So you're from North Dakota, small town, but you didn't come to Austin until within the last few years. And once you got here, you took over Austin by storm, met a lot of people, made a name for yourself, and made so many connections. I think you're one of the super connectors of Austin. I think that's fair to say. So what was your process like when it came to making friends, building connections, and building this network that you have now?
Oh, I love that you asked this, because it is something I thought about a lot. Because when I was, before I moved here, I was in Fargo, North Dakota, which is the largest city in North Dakota. And there I was a community builder and connector as well. And so what I did is I took the processes that I had there and I duplicated them. I told myself, Austin is a bigger, warmer, faster Fargo. just get out there, find networking events. And that's exactly what it is. I found the same type of people, those go-getters that I had back home. And so that's how I did it. I got into communities that I already knew. Fitness communities is where I started. And then networking events. And then I was also doing podcast stuff and met people through that. And that's how I found Riser. And then I was like, I'm just going to go and show up and I'm going to see somebody I know. And I did. That day I went out, I knew nobody. I thought I knew nobody. And I saw like three people who I knew and then met even more who I still am very connected with today.
That's amazing. Well, I have a question for you just out of curiosity. What were some of the hustlers doing in North Dakota?
Oh man, there are go-getters out there. I mean, to handle that code, you have that cold, you have to really have some tough skin. So there is a huge ag and tech integration projects that are going on all over the state. And so a lot of ag tech, a lot of tech in general. And then it's just such a rich community to move into. There's a lot of funding that the state has to help with startups. And so it was a lot of that. And then there was also a wellness community that I was a part of building, as well as an EDM community that I was a part of building. So I started my love of EDM and DJs when I was even living in North Dakota.
That's amazing. And being somebody who is also from the Northeast, how did y'all stay fit and active in the winter months?
That is the hardest part. I think the best way to do it is because you have to run so fast from your car, like from your house to your car, because it's so cold. But I think just finding, again, I found a community, a gym that I really loved, got involved there, and I just was dedicated. I would go, even if it was cold out, it would have to be really, really cold or blizzarding. But even then, I could do things at home. I did yoga at home. I did HIIT workouts, Dance Fit. I could do anything in my apartment. So that's how I do it.
Why fitness for you, Kay?
I say fitness keeps me sane. It helps me balance all of that energy because sometimes it can be overwhelming. So I like to get in a great cardio workout, strength workout. And it's just a way I relate to people. I find my people at the gym because they're go-getters. People at the gym, they're trying to make self-improvements. And so they're probably trying to improve other aspects of their life too. And so those are the kind of people I want to spend my time with.
Yeah, that's a great point. Matt and I say this quote to each other often. It's how you do one thing is how you do all things. And I think it relates to that in the sense that the people who are going to the gym and improving their cardiovascular and their muscle strength are also the same ones that are at home reading books, trying to mentally improve and improve in their businesses as well. So yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, it's a beautiful point. And I echo those sentiments. You know, Kay, something about you that I think sticks out in addition to the things that I've talked about is your love for EDM, your love for dancing, and your love for being the life of the party. How did you get into that scene?
I started, honestly, really young. I remember I was even in preschool, and I was singing and dancing since I could walk, and I was doing all sorts of things as a kid. I was the kid that secretly loved square dancing. Like, that's how much I loved music.
And that was a thing. That's a thing in North Dakota, right?
It's a thing, yeah. There's like square dancing, and you had to do like, nobody wanted to dance together because it's boys and girls. Ew, that's icky. Yeah, but I loved it. I loved to dance.
What about tap dancing?
I never got into tap, but I know people who do tap because my favorite camp of all time was the International Music Camp, and it's on the border between Canada and North Dakota. There were tap dancers there. There were singers there. That was like the nerds at band camp. Yep, I was at the band camp. I was singing there. I even got a solo once. So music has always been a huge part of my life. And then something about electronic music just drew me in ever since I was young. I loved basement jacks and all that, like that kind of stuff coming out. And so that's where it really started. I was young.
Do you remember what your first EDM concert was like?
Oh, goodness. I mean, it depends on how you define concert, like local or just like the big, like a big concert.
Just any show, like the first show that drew you in and you had that experience where you're like, wow, I love this. These are my people. This is my scene. This is my music.
Oh, I know it very well. My very first DJ friend DJ Fat Master Q from Minot, North Dakota.
You know what? I love DJ names.
They're
just like the best. But anyway, continue.
So DJ Fat Master Q, shout out to Ward. Ward is one of my best friends. He now lives in Florida, so he also escaped the cold. I listened to his music, and he was the first DJ that actually was mixing. It wasn't just like on a laptop playing songs. Like, he was actually creating the craft in the music. And something about it, I was like, this is like chocolate cake for your ears. I told him that. And that was my first experience really like diving in. Then him and I did projects together, and that just like spiraled it. So, I mean, it was a very small bar he was playing at. There were a few people, but that was the moment.
What's funny, when I was a freshman in college, I thought I wanted to be a DJ. And I loved concerts because of the mosh pits. And I just wanted to just be rowdy and aggressive. And, you know, like the most masculine thing you can do at a concert, I feel like, is to mosh. And I wanted to become a DJ. I wanted to call myself Mickey Mosh. Like, instead of Mickey Mouse, like Mickey Mosh.
I love that.
So if you see that name on the market in the years to come, it may or may not be me. But Kay, something that I was interested in hearing was, it sounds like you had a really good foundation and community built in North Dakota. You were a super connector. You were very involved in the EDM world. You were involved in various communities, the fitness world. And then you come to Austin. It's like you worked so hard to build this community and then you left. Why?
It was hard. It was hard to leave. And I didn't just leave once. I left twice. I left twice because in 2020, very end of 2020, I had purchased, my partner and I at the time purchased an RV, and we lived in Austin for 4 months to skip a winter and just to see what the community was like. We were planning to live here. And then when the season was up, we realized it's probably best we go back home to Fargo. That's when I started getting really into fitness, growing that community. And then we decided to leave again. To be honest, I wasn't excited about leaving. I was like, okay, we're settling here. We made this choice to go back. It was really hard to leave. The only real factor, honestly, was it did go back to my health. I couldn't handle the winters. It was too dark for too long and way too cold. And that was killing my soul. And so I still have great friends there. I want to go visit. It was so hard to leave. It was very bittersweet. But I knew for my health and the better of that, I had to check out somewhere a little warmer.
Yeah, and I can assure you the summers there are much greater, as I'm sure you experienced. Here, it's like so dang hot. I think we're hitting a heat wave. It's been like over 100 for the past week at least. It's crazy here, but also you can still go out on Lady Bird Lake and see plenty of people running and swimming and staying active, even in the months that are the most discomforting. And in the north, you don't see during the winter months people doing that at all. So I will say, even in Austin, even if it gets hot in the summers, there's still people outside exercising through it all. And then obviously you go in the fall, winter, spring, it increases tenfold because people are able to get outside and not drown in sweat.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. It's way easier to work out in the heat than the cold, in my perspective.
Yeah, for sure. The sun sure feels a lot better. Mm.
Yeah, so Kay, when making big decisions like moving and going across the country, or decisions with maybe a change in career or relationship advice, do you have mentors that you go to for that sort of stuff?
Yes, I do. I know if I was in my own brain by myself, it wouldn't end well. I definitely have mentors, coaches, variety of people, my mom, you know, as well. So and peers that help me with decisions, help me vet things through in my head, for sure.
So something we do on this podcast is called the Meaningful Moment, where we ask our guests to call somebody that means a lot to them. You have the option to call a friend, a family member, a coach, or a mentor. And I know there's somebody that you have in mind, and we are going to call her here shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for the Meaningful Moment. Kay is going to call her first ever mentor, Terry. And the question that we're having her think of is this. If this was your last conversation ever with Terry, what would you say? Okay, you can press dial.
Hey, Terry, how are you? Good, good. It's good to chat with you.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry I missed that first call. I guess I didn't realize I had my phone on vibrate, and so I saw the thing come up, and I didn't catch it fast enough. So
that is totally okay. I'm so glad you called me back, and I just want to let you know we are on a podcast right now, and it's called Riser, and they do a moment where you call someone that you care for and that's been a huge part of your life, whether it be a mentor, a coach, somebody, and you were the first person that came to my mind as my first mentor and the first person who really believed in me. And so I just wanted to call you and share with you that you've been such a huge part of my life. And I absolutely love that no matter what, how many years go that we don't see each other, that we can sit down and have a conversation and pick up where we left off like nothing. And that you encouraged me to be the woman I am today. You encouraged me to take the risks that I was scared to take, to take the jumps in my creative career and just share the love of art and music with me. And I just want you to know that without you, I would not be here. I would not be doing the things I'm doing today.
Well, it wasn't hard to encourage you, and it wasn't hard to see the potential, because it was just right there and resonating so powerfully. So I think I guess it just wasn't hard to see it.
Thank you, Terry.
Pretty evident. So the new music that you're doing, tell me a little bit about that. What kind of music? What is your role?
Yeah, it's actually been a really amazing experience. I've been getting into EDM. Do you remember Ward, DJ Fat Master Q?
Yeah. I sure do. Yeah.
So that's where like my love of music of EDM really started, and just working with him on his branding and helping him in the community and just supporting him was really inspired me. So now I'm doing that with more DJs in Austin. I've been connecting with a ton of EDM DJs that are super creative and talented, and I want to help them shine. And so I'm going to be coaching and mentoring and doing a lot of things that you did for me. Is just like pushing that okay button, like when I was stuck in my own head and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, sometimes all it takes is just to be able to speak your ideas to someone who is not necessarily going to be a yes person, but to someone who is willing to see things from a variety of perspectives. It doesn't always mean saying, everything's okay, but just the ability to look at things from this angle and that angle, and to see well, does it work from this aspect? Does it work from that aspect? Is it, I don't know, is it beneficial? Anyway, does it bring you joy? And that's the other one. That's a big one. Does it bring you joy? Mm-hmm. You know, so
I 100% agree, Terry. And I want to say thank you. We're going to wrap up and move on with the podcast. But I just want to say, like, you are always in my thoughts. You're always that person that I think of. And you're so talented with what you do with music and with what you do with all the projects you're working on and bringing joy through music to the world and boosting people's creativity. So I love you very much. And I'm so excited to reconnect mm-hmm. with you when I'm back in North Dakota.
Yeah. Well, I love you too. It just makes me happy when I hear your voice, makes me happy to see you succeed. Even from that very first moment when you bounced into the office and said that you had taken the plunge and quit your job and you were going to start working on your own business, it was a risky thing that you did. But you did it and you thrived and you prospered. And, that's just made me so, so very proud of you. And, you know, in a way, and I'm sure that you'll feel this as you work with people, but it's kind of like seeing a little bit of your own dream come true also, because you dream the best for those that you encourage. And then when you see them prosper, then it's like seeing a dream come true. So cool.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry. And I 100% agree with that. I love to see people step into their purpose and step into who they are creatively and grow. Yes. It lights me up. So I absolutely love you. And thank you so much for your words and your wisdom and just being a friend in my corner.
Just right back at you. I'm just very, very grateful for that connection. So very grateful.
Thank you so much, Terry. And I'll definitely touch base with you and let you know next time I'm coming up. So
okay. That'd be awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Sending lots of love. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye, Kayla. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yo, what a good person. What great advice she gave, too.
She's amazing.
She's a G.
And Zach, why is it that we do the meaningful moment?
We do the meaningful moment because we want to encourage our listeners right now to call somebody that they haven't spoken to in a while, someone that means a lot to them, and say the things that you want to say to them. Say what they mean to you, because you never know when that last moment is going to be and the last moment you're going to share with them and the last time that you'll be able to say those things to them. So if you haven't already, press pause and call somebody that means a lot to you and do your own personal meaningful moment.
Mm, beautiful. Okay, thank you for doing that. So we talked a little bit about EDM and talked about how it has impacted you and your life. And here she goes dancing. Oh, yeah, she's a ball of energy, always having so much fun. So we know that there is something you plan to announce here soon when it comes to the world of EDM. Do you want to speak to that?
I do. I mean, Terry kind of started, which was awesome. She's following me on all the socials. And yes, I am launching. It's called Amplify, and it is an EDM coaching 12-week program to help creatives step into their purpose with their music and build an actual career out of it and find a lot of success. And so that's what I'm doing.
Mm. So what does that look like? How would you help these creatives step into their purpose and ultimately create a career out of their music?
So we start, you know, we start with just analyzing where they're at. You know, they're talented. They already have the skills. They're doing the thing. They're working like a full-time job, multiple jobs maybe, and they're still putting in the time into their craft, and they're playing late night shows in their building. So these are people that are ready. They really want to launch their career in music. And so what we do is we analyze it. We sit down, have a creative session, powwow, talk about it. And then we build their brand, get them connected with their audience, help them develop their sound, and ultimately end up getting booked for more gigs. And that's what they all want. So that's what my goal as their coach is, just to help them through that process, give them the tools they need for each step. And it's 12 weeks long.
Yeah. And I can say this, even the most successful people, even my mentors, have mentors. They have life coaches, they have business coaches. So put your egos aside. Everybody could benefit from having a coach in whatever area of life that you are focused on growing.
100%.
Kay, what does the word leadership mean to you?
The word leadership to me means being able to see things from multiple perspectives, being able to empathize with people and meet them where they're at and help guide them on an individual level, as well as knowing, like, staying humble and knowing that leaders need leaders. We all need it, just like mentors need mentors. We're always learning, to come from a very, very serving mindset, a very learning, adaptable mindset, and knowing that you're going to have to work with a variety of personalities, and you're going to have to be able to step up and lead. And some might need a little bit more tough love, some need the softer love, and just like meeting people where they're at and reach them on a level that serves them the best.
Amazing. And what does the ideal avatar look like for somebody that you're looking to target? Who would benefit the most?
My ideal avatar would be someone, again, who's already, they've got their career kind of going, like they have their music, they have some of their sound, maybe have some mixes, and they're playing shows. They're at open decks. They're putting in the effort. They want to take that next step and get out of their day job, possibly, to step into a full-time EDM career. So those are the people I'm looking for. Someone who really wants to step into that purpose, really wants to make music, and really wants to grow.
I think the real thing that's going on here is Kay just wants to keep dancing, and she just needs more DJs out there so she can continue to dance every night of the week. That's what's going on here.
It makes a lot of sense, Matt. Yeah.
You're not wrong. You're onto something. You're not wrong. It's a selfish plug, yes. The more music, the more dancing. And honestly, I love when I work with my DJs and they send me mixes to review. And I've got the EDM pumping at like noon and have my coffee in the morning, and like my neighbors are probably like, what is she doing? And I'm like, I'm just testing a mix. But I absolutely love that. Yeah, anytime to dance is a happy place.
And it seems like Austin has a growing community for the EDM and DJ scene. What does that look like, and how have you stayed plugged in to that scene here in Austin?
Yes, this is this is the perfect thing to say, because it is growing like crazy. Like, there's so much talent. And a little story, when I got here to Austin, I was in the health and wellness space. And I remember going for a run really early, and the skyline was lit up, and I live near downtown. And I was running into the skyline, no traffic. It's like 5:30 in the morning. I can't sleep. I'm new to Austin. And something about, there was an energy that came off that city, and I was like, there's something calling me. I don't know what it is yet, but something is telling me you have to be part of that. And it was EDM. It was music. It was getting back to those roots of music. It is everywhere. And there's so much local talent. And I feel like if we work and build a community within that and connect all together, everybody can rise together. And that's my goal, is to be that super connector in music, give people the skills or like the tool belts that they need. So yeah.
Amazing. And more specifically, what are some venues and places that you go to hear live music here in the city?
All right. So we've got Open Decks. We got Open Decks tonight, Wednesday nights at Higher Ground. You can hear up and coming talent, house music, variety of everything. Tonight they have Afro Beats, which is super fun and tropical. absolutely love that. And then Thursdays, Superstition, they do some free shows and they bring in like vintage markets and things like that. They do discos and they bring in local DJs. And then on the weekends, Concourse Project, Superstition, they're like, those are your bigger ones. So you're going to get some of those bigger acts coming into town. But if you want to keep it local, you can definitely, I know Higbee's has music, like all sorts of downtown places. Honestly, I would just like start looking because there's super fun pop-ups as well, pool parties. You know, if you want any of this, hit me up, find me on socials because I'm happy to like share more about what is going on in the music scene.
That's amazing. Okay, I think you should do a newsletter sharing all this information with people. It sounds like it could be a part of your new business. So yeah, excited hopefully to get on that list from you and hear about some upcoming live music and things going on in Austin.
Yeah, Kay, do you feel like when you're in the EDM scene and you're out having a good time, it is play for you?
It is play to a point. It is business first, play second. It just happens to be the perfect marriage of the both. I absolutely love music. I love networking. I love seeing people create. So when people are creating in front of you, it's just incredible. And it just happens to be music. I'm out dancing. I'm out having fun. I'm out hyping the crowd. But in the end of it, like, I like to stay very aware. I like to know my surroundings. I like to see if the dance floor is growing, if people are liking the music. I like to see how are the DJs working? How are their transitions? You know, thinking about those kind of more the details, and my mind just goes there. I don't even have to think about it. I'm just there and I'm like, okay, this is going on, and I become aware of just the energy that's going on in the space and how everybody's interacting.
Yeah, that it's so interesting. It sounds like you were born for this. And you mentioned the word creating a lot. What does that word mean to you? And then I want to follow up with another question. And are there things in your daily life that add to your creativity and other things you could do that diminish your creativity and what those things are for you and maybe some pitfalls for people to look out for?
Yes, 100%. Can you rephrase the first part of the question again?
Yeah, what does the word creating mean to you?
Creating is, it's been part of my life. I've always been a natural creative. And started as a kid with all sorts of things. And then my first business was actually Cote Creative, the one I went and like knocked on Terry's door. I'm like, Terry, I quit my job. Cote Creative, it was a graphic design studio and I did graphic design for people. And that's where it all started. Then I got into media. I really love on camera work. I love speaking. So I think like creativity is in my blood. It's if I'm feeling lackluster in creativity, there's like, I really need to recalibrate where I'm at. So some things that I do in my day-to-day to keep me creative is definitely staying fit and active. I feel like it all goes together. It's very holistic. And so staying active and finding things to do, be active with like running, whatever it may be, because I think that gets your brain really like amped up. And wherever that works for you. Things that diminish my creativity would be, I'd say getting in my own head or taking in too much negativity. That really can damper that. But I think even writing is good. Meditating, you know, those kind of wellness things as well help me out.
Amazing.
Well, Kay, we've learned a lot about you, but there are still a few fun things for us to learn. This is the part of the podcast that we call rapid question time. So, Kay, we're going to ask you quick questions and we're looking for a quick answer. Favorite movie?
Oh my goodness, I suck at this. I mean, let's see. A Star Was Born.
That's a great movie. Favorite book?
Favorite book, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Another great answer.
How would your friends describe you in one word?
Energy.
Would you rather lose all of your memories or never be able to make new ones?
Oh my goodness. Oh, goodness, that's a tough one. Never be able to make new ones. Mm. No, opposite. Lose all my memories.
What's the best characteristic you got from your parents?
My mom's empathy and my dad's outgoingness.
If your house caught on fire, what is one thing that you would grab?
My laptop. My cat. No, my cat.
What is one success habit?
Success habit. Find mentors.
What drives you?
Music.
What are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? Authenticity.
What scares you the most?
My negative mindset sometimes. Yeah. I bring the person down.
In the heart and soul of this round, Kay, who is your greatest role model and why?
Greatest role model. This is a tough one. I got to say my mom. She is the toughest woman I know. She has lived a life serving everybody but herself and has done everything to raise us kids right and is still to this day helping me out with, like, I talk to her a couple times a week at least, and we just vet through what's going on. How can we move past that? So, yeah, my mom, number one.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's such a common answer, and that's not to discredit your answer, but I think it's a testament to the importance of parenting and being a good parent and loving and supporting your children's dreams and goals, and whether you agree or disagree with all the things that they do in their lives, it's a testament to the way your parents raised you. So it's a great answer.
Thank you.
So Kay, we always finish these episodes with something at the very end that we tee up as a surprise.
Okay.
And the surprise this evening is something that's going to take your active participation. So what we're going to ask you to do is close your eyes and keep them closed during this segment. Promise that you're not going to get slimed. It's not Nickelodeon. But we want you to fully relax. And when you're ready, take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Keep your eyes closed. And envision this. Okay. We want you to envision that you never existed. There is no recollection of your life. The accomplishments and the accolades, they disappear. They dissipate into thin air. There's no memory of your time in North Dakota. And no memory of your time in Austin. However, you remember what you stood for. You remember what was important to you. And you remember the things that make up who you are. And it is these things that are defined as your truths. And it is these things that you feel everybody should embody, and the things that can lead the generations to come to more fulfillment and happiness. Carved in stone, on display for the entire world to see, are your three truths. What are these three things? You can open your eyes.
Show love. Find joy, and create community.
Wow, I think that's the quickest anybody has ever answered that question.
Which means she's living out her purpose. She knows what she wants, and she knows what's important to her. Kay, this has been a treat. It's been so fun having you on the podcast. The way we always, always, always finish is giving you the opportunity to share with the audience anything else that you feel is on your heart. And also, please let our listeners know where to find you.
Oh my goodness. Thank you both for everything you do. What you're building is embodying a lot of what I stand for too. I absolutely love it. And I'm so glad we were able to connect, and just thank you for this opportunity. And I would say, come find me on the dance floor. Oh my goodness. Come find me. We are going to make the city come alive, because I love to bring joy through music. And come find me on Instagram at the K Cote. And you can also check out K Cote, C-O-T-E, www.kaytay.com, and that is where I'm going to have things for music, creativity, all those things. You can find me dancing, and those are, I guess that's where you can find me.
And you do have a phenomenal podcast. Where can we find that podcast, and what's the name of it, Kay?
Yes, Elevated You. This podcast has been going for 3.5 years, and you can find that on all platforms, whatever you desire. So that is also linked on kaycote.com as well.
Beautiful. Kay, it has been an absolute treat and pleasure having you on the Riser podcast. Zach, I will leave it to you to give our listeners your closing remarks.
Closing remarks, Kay. I think what embodies you and who you are and your message is continually reminding people to do those things that you said in the last question. Find the joy in their lives. Always follow love and follow your dreams and stay close to those things that matter to you. Stay close to the creativity. Go out and do new things. Get connected. And most importantly, meet new people, because, you know, at our events or whatever event you end up going to, you always are able to connect and meet new, wonderful people that lead you closer to your path. So really just want to say thank you for coming out and jumping on the pod, and for you always showing up and showing out at the events. So you're always such a positive energy and positive vibe there. We can't really say that enough. You guys are just going to have to come out and experience it and meet Kay yourselves. Riser Nation, until the next time, peace.
Riser Nation, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We want you to remember, life is short, it's not easy, and it's not fair. So you need to work hard, push forward, and never give up. The clock is ticking. Life is passing by. With the time you have left, what are you going to do? How are you going to rise up? How are you going to make a difference? And how are you going to change lives? Listen, if you want to be great, then you need to be different. You need to be unique, and you need to be one of a kind. This is your year. This is your week. This is your day. Own it. It is time to rise.
For more content, you can find us on social media at riser.podcast and on YouTube at The Riser Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe so we can continue to help people share their stories, grow leaders, and build community.